always be clear where you get your conservative talk.
The St. Louis Business Journal is now reporting that liberal billionaire George Soros is the largest shareholder of Odyssey,
the parent company of KMOX and 97.1 Talk.
Soros' maneuver raises critical questions about the future of media ownership and influence.
Money and attention is power. And when he has the money and he controls what's on the radio stations, he's going to be able to control the minds, essentially hundreds of millions of Americans.
St. Louis's trusted source and number one.
For conservative talk.
This is News Talk STL.
County Councilman Dennis Hancock joins us right now. And Dennis, I want to get to some of the other things as far as, like, you know, the new county seat building, the Sam Page wants and all that kind of stuff. But let me start with this seniors tax freeze. You all passed this into law last year to where you adopted what the state allows to freeze property taxes for seniors who meet certain guidelines. And still all these months later, it's not into place. Upwards of 900,000 seniors, homeowners, are expected to qualify for this, but they still have to pay the increased taxes this year because it's not been implemented. Where are we in that debate? Because I'm just going to tell you my bias right up front. Sam Page's claims of needing, you know, millions of dollars and dozens of employees to enact this just make no sense to me whatsoever. So where are we with getting something in place to where, you know, the seniors in St. Louis County can get a little bit of relief here?
Well, the short answer is next Tuesday. We have a bill before us. Last night, we tried to advance the bill to final pass it, and three members, it took a unanimous vote to do that, and three members, Clancy, Dunaway, and Trakas, voted not to advance it. So
wait,
we have to wait another week.
Ernie didn't vote for it?
That's correct.
What?
It's been, as you alluded to, it's been an interesting couple of weeks watching this evolve. The initial bill that Councilman Trakas introduced was for $1.7 million, which would have not only funded the senior tax program, but it would have also restored all of the funding cuts that the council made last year for the 2024 budget. He knew that wasn't going to pass, so he prepared two subsequent bills that were slightly smaller, but both of them would have essentially done the same thing, which would have been to restore the cuts that were made. We have the bill that's in front of us, which is my bill, will fund 9 positions in the Department of Revenue, plus by the software that's needed to implement the program for the rest of this year. Like I said, next Tuesday will be the final vote on that. I believe we have the votes to pass it, and so then it's up to the administration to do the work and actually get the program implemented.
Good morning, Dennis. Gabe Pfeiffer here. So how soon do you think then this relief will come to homeowners?
Well, part of my bill, it extends the sign-up period to start on July 1st of this year and run through the end of June next year. So everybody, and the initial sign-up period will be a full year. That way, anyone who turns 67 during that period of time can sign up on their birthday and take advantage of the program. Keep in mind that next year is the next reassessment period. Mm-hmm. So the increases this year will be minor at best, and I think that for most people there won't be an increase at all.
Yeah, when you look at the Page administration, for instance, dragging their feet, that just gives more time for those assessments to go up. So even if they get locked in, for some people, they're locked in at a rate that could be higher than it was the year before. We're visiting with Dennis Hancock from the St. Louis County Council. Dennis, just as most people do, treat me like I'm dumb, okay, on this, seriously.
As most people do.
Why does it cost $1 million and need a dozen people or more to implement a change? Changes are made in tax codes all the time, and it doesn't cost, you know, hundreds of thousands or $1 million to implement. And you don't understand, you know, buying some extra software or something like that. But why are we talking about 9, 10, 12 in the Page administration's case, over 24 employees to implement this one thing? That makes no sense to me. Can you dumb down that debate enough even for me?
Well, I can tell you, you know, that I don't understand why they think it's going to take that many people either. You know, we've had meetings with the director of revenue, and he's estimated that it's going to take about 15 minutes for every transaction to go to verify the records, make sure that what people have submitted is the correct records, that they're in the right format, and the forms are filled out correctly. So if you do the math for the rest of this year, that doesn't come out to two dozen people. That comes out to less than 10. And that's if everybody signs up on day one. Like I said, extending this for a year should, take the urgency out of people signing up on day one, and it should spread it out. But we've allowed for 9 people, which when you look at, compare that to St. Charles County, where they've hired 1 extra person, mm-hmm. and St. Louis City, where they've hired 2, and we're, 4 times larger than the city. So we're approximately the same number of people that the city has hired to implement their program. I think what we're really going to find is that the actual numbers, that they're estimating is well over 100,000 seniors are going to be taking advantage of it in St. Louis County. My math says it's probably going to be closer to between 40 and 50.
Yeah, I mean, the counties around the state, they haven't had the same dire predictions about it's going to cost all this. It seems to be only in St. Louis County where there's obstruction from the administrative side of things, or am I reading that wrong? Because I don't see it anywhere else in the state.
No, you're reading it exactly right. And, what's interesting is to keep in mind, the county executive didn't sign the bill that we passed back in October. Mm-hmm. He let it go into law. So he has shown absolutely no leadership on this whatsoever. He hasn't come out either for it or against it. And when asked about it, you get some wishy-washy, well, we'll have to see if this is enough to do it. Well, make it enough to do it. Right. I mean, if you want to do it, it'll get done. And that's, I just hope that, come 26, when the county executive is up for reelection, that people remember this and vote accordingly.
Yeah, I mean, maybe again, we need to dumb it down for Mike to the mic level here. But when you're elected county executive, isn't that your job to execute the laws passed by the legislative branch? I mean, isn't that literally what he's paid to do?
It is. That's exactly right. And we're all supposed to work together as 3, co-equal independent branches of government. But we get no direction from the county executive unless he wants to do something like build a new building for $500 million. Yeah. we're handed this stack of things to vote on, like hiring a consultant to direct a campaign, an education campaign, so the voters will understand why it's important for them to vote for a $600 million tax increase.
Yeah.
Well, let's decide if we're going to build a building before we start educating the voters about why they should vote a certain way.
And don't forget the change to the county seal. That was very, very important. It had to be implemented across all platforms and all your forms. I'm sure that didn't cost anything, right?
It was only $90,000 to design the logo.
right, to design the logo. That's right.
Which AI could have done in 30 seconds.
Oh gosh.
Yeah. Talking about that for a minute, when you look at it, why are we rebranding ourselves? Are we competing? Businesses rebrand themselves because their competition has changed something. Who are we competing with? Mm-hmm. And that's the same logic behind a new building. They want to mm-hmm. spend a huge amount of money for a building, probably more than any corporate headquarters has spent in St. Louis in decades. But we're going to spend more to build a building as I've taken to calling it a monument to government. Mm. Why are we doing that?
Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up because I was going to ask about that as well, Dennis. We're just about out of time here. But, that push is so odd to me, considering there's a $40+ million hole in the budget that the county is already spending tens of millions of dollars more than what it's bringing in. And then to bring on something to say we're going to spend, $500-600 million on a county seat government, that's just beyond insane to me.
Yeah. And, last week, we did a resolution that I introduced to get bids to put in the sprinklers that will bring us up to code compliance with the city of Clayton. Prior to, in the last 9 years, nobody's gotten bids to do that. And it just seems to me that's a logical first step in this process. Let's see what it's going to cost us to become mm-hmm. compliant. And if it's a reasonable amount of money, let's do that. And then use that to buy us time to decide what we really need to do with the building we're in. You know, I don't think anybody's going to argue that the building that we're in is ugly and that it, you know, needs to be refurbished. It needs some new paint, maybe some new furniture, but it doesn't need to be replaced. Structurally, the building is sound. It's just, you know, when you don't maintain a building for years, it starts to have problems, and that's what we're looking at.
Yeah, and parts of it smell funny, too. All right, Dennis Hancock.
Just on the ninth floor. Yeah.
Dennis Hancock from the St. Louis County Council. Hey, thanks for the update. I really appreciate it. Let's do this again soon.
Thanks so much, sir.
Sounds good, Mike. Thank you very much.
For podcast articles and more, find us on newstalkstl.com.